Now, tonight is a praise offering. And I'm going to come down here to read that, read this, because we're going to shout. Now, the reason I'm doing this, you use your faith in your household, in your church, in your ministry, in your business affairs, just the same way Gloria and I have used ours for the last 56 years. Because we started out at zero. Gloria started out believing God for enough money to get out of the grocery store without having to put something back. But the Lord said way back there then that if we would not compromise our faith, when I was in Beaumont that time, the man walked up to me and he said, "Copeland, the good ones have been here, and I know you can't have a meeting in this town." I said, "What are you talking about? We're having a landslide." That's right. But I just learned that the night before. Because I was thinking like he was thinking the night before. And the Lord said, "You know better than that." And so I wouldn't say anything else. And before the 3 weeks was over with, we had a landslide. Amen. And they had flu going on all over town. So I told the pastor, I said, "Get your oil bottle and let's go to work." When I got there, he said, "I couldn't promise you $50 if you stayed a month." So that's the way it started. And we just never did change it and just kept going. Well, so we're using exactly the same principles today. Sow the seed and believe God. Now, if you sowed anything into this offering and you did what the Lord told you to do, I need to get this over to you. Heaven has it written down that you did this.
Amen.
It was a team effort.
Amen.
So take advantage of it and say, "Lord, I have a lot of money in my heavenly account. Now, I need some action here." And you've said this to me about this house over here, and I like it, and I go over there, and it's good, but I'm paying cash. I'm not going into that mortgage business anymore. Before I'll do it, I'll stay right where I am right now. And what I've learned in the last 50 years, I'd rather live in a paid-off trailer than I had a mortgaged house. Because I can believe God. Amen. Now, I wanted to impress you with that. Now, the budget amount was $1,731,028. The offerings received, $3,736,715. And tonight's offering is not in the books yet. The balance, $2,005,687 over the budget. And $108,000 went last night.
That's right.
Now, somebody said, "Oh, don't you miss it. Oh, you kid. Can you imagine the seed we have in the ground now? Look out next year. Look out next year." Now, see, that is a seed. Since the Lord directed me to do that, I was believing God for the budget to be met. Well, it was. But now that is a seed when we go into our next board of directors meeting and we see what this ministry needs for the coming year. Got a nice seed there. I say, Lord, remember last Friday? I have something in my heavenly account. Now get a hold of that. You have something in your heavenly account. Well, I see I'm going to have to read the book for you. David, would you bring me the manufacturer's manual? It just happens to have the answer to that in this. And I'll show you where I got it. A long time ago. Go to the book of Philippians. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. In the fourth chapter, verse 15. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Amen goes right there. Fruit that abounds to your account. And if you'll look it up, you'll find Jesus said your treasure will be in heaven where no man can steal it. No devil can steal it. You have a heavenly account. Take advantage of it. Say, Lord, I'm calling on my heavenly account. I'm making a withdrawal here. And glory, and I would do that. And we'd come up, we'd say, oh, and we'll get over into that tonight as we go further into our study of all kinds of prayer. But please remember that. And remember, those are covenant words. They're heavenly words. And he went ahead to say, my God shall meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But you have, because you're the only church that communicated with me in giving and receiving, you have a heavenly account. Ooh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I just get outright excited over this kind of thing. And Father, we thank you for it. Oh, the givings of the people are so precious to me. And it's precious to me also because I see it in the heart. I know the heart of those that have obeyed me. And I know the heart of those that are cheerful, prompt to do it givers, that get excited about the giving and not just the receiving, because I see that and I understand that. And I watch closely over their account and I watch closely to keep the devil out of their affairs financially. And I will see to it that they receive things from unexpected places and unexpected sources because I am the source of their prosperity and I'm the source of their divine health and I'll take care of them and my angels have been dispatched to see to it, saith the Lord. Woo, glory. Woo. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our Father revealed to each person what our part of this offering is tonight. And we thank you for it. And we'll be obedient. And the word of the Lord will continue to go forth. And then that obedience will spill over into this service tonight. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.